Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class A. End of Term Examinations, January 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear two different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a broadcast about social media. Listen and circle the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Social media destroying how society works. An ex-Facebook boss has said social media is harmful to our society. Chamath Palihapitiya's job was to increase Facebook's users. He feels bad about getting more people to use social media. He said it is destroying society. 20 years ago, people talked to each other. Today, they message instead of talk. People worry too much about what others think. They post photos and want everyone to like the photo. They get sad if people do not like it. Mr. Palihapitiya wants people to take a break from social media to live real life. He wants people to like each other instead of liking online likes. Palihapitiya says fake news is affecting how we see the world. A lot of news is untrue. Also, people can post lies about other people. Palihapitiya said this was a global problem. He has banned his children from using social media. He said Facebook is not all bad, and that it overwhelmingly does good in the world.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Social media destroying how society works. An ex-Facebook boss has said social media is harmful to our society. Chamath Palihapitiya's job was to increase Facebook's users. He feels bad about getting more people to use social media. He said it is destroying society. 20 years ago, people talked to each other. Today, they message instead of talk. People worry too much about what others think. They post photos and want everyone to like the photo. They get sad if people do not like it. Mr. Paliapatiya wants people to take a break from social media to live real life. He wants people to like each other instead of liking online likes. Paliapatiya says fake news is affecting how we see the world. A lot of news is untrue. Also, people can post lies about other people. Paliapatiya said this was a global problem. He has banned his children from using social media. He said Facebook is not all bad and that it overwhelmingly does good in the world.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a conversation between two friends while looking at a photo. Listen and tick true or false. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Oh, wow.
What's that you're looking at, Richard?
Look at this photo my friend sent me by email, Stephanie. It was taken at a garden party we had in the summer when I was in Thailand teaching English a few years ago.
I never knew you had been to Thailand. How long were you there for?
Oh, not long, about 8 weeks. But we all had a great time, enjoyable and educational. This was the evening before we came back home. Oh, what great memories. Here, have a look.
Where are you? I can't see you.
I know, what a shame. That's me in the back, almost hidden. Can you see me? I'm sitting next to Carlos, wearing the pink shirt. I'm wearing a white shirt.
That could be anyone.
I didn't know they were taking the photo. That was a wonderful group of people. I'm listening to Sarah tell a joke. She was from Manchester in England.
The blonde girl?
Yes, I still hear from her sometimes. She sent me an email only last week. Now she's working in advertising in London.
But the guy sitting next to you is Carlos, you said.
Yes, a very shy person, but really friendly once you get to know him a bit. He was from Bogota. Where's that, Peru?
Colombia, I think.
And he was one of the best teachers there. He gave me so much help.
What about the girl sitting in front of you drinking a Coke?
Oh, what was her name? Melissa, I think. She was from San Francisco, and our birthday was the same day.
July the 5th?
The 8th. Your memory is awful. Melanie, she's called, not Melissa. She just wanted to sunbathe every day, I remember.
What about the girl in the flowery top who's laughing? She looks like a really friendly person. Those white shoes of hers are gorgeous.
She was also English. Jackie, her name was. She was sort of the team leader. She had been teaching there for about 2 years, so knew what she was doing. Well, better than me anyway.
Did you like teaching English? Were you teaching kids or adults?
It was fun, and we were teaching the kids out there, but I only wanted to do it for a few months.
Who's that good-looking guy on the right wearing the sandals?
I have no idea. He was only there for the last couple of days. He was a new arrival, so he was going to teach the following few months. I think he was Irish, but I don't know what his name was. My best friend there was Rob. He's sitting next to me wearing that gray shirt. I saw him in L.A. only a few weeks ago. He asked me to go and teach with him in China. Ha! No chance.
That girl he's with looks very friendly with him. Was that his girlfriend?
No, his wife. They've been married since they were both 17 or something. Maria Rita is her name. She's Spanish. They met when Rob was teaching in Barcelona.
You forgot one. The guy on the right at the back with the striped shirt.
He was on the hotel staff. I think he was just trying to chat to Sarah.
You have 1 minute to complete task two. Second listening.
Oh, wow!
What's that you're looking at, Richard?
Look at this photo my friend sent me by email, Stephanie. It was taken at a garden party we had in the summer when I was in Thailand teaching English a few years ago.
I never knew you had been to Thailand. How long were you there for?
Oh, not long. About 8 weeks. But we all had a great time. Enjoyable and educational. This was the evening before we came back home. Oh, what great memories. Here, have a look.
Where are you? I can't see you.
I know. What a shame. That's me in the back, almost hidden. Can you see me? I'm sitting next to Carlos, wearing the pink shirt. I'm wearing a white shirt.
That could be anyone.
I didn't know they were taking the photo. That was a wonderful group of people. I'm listening to Sarah tell a joke. She was from Manchester in England.
The blonde girl?
Yes, I still hear from her sometimes. She sent me an email only last week. Now she's working in advertising in London.
The guy sitting next to you is Carlos, you said.
Yes, a very shy person, but really friendly once you get to know him a bit. He was from Bogota. Where's that, Peru?
Colombia, I think.
And he was one of the best teachers there. He gave me so much help.
What about the girl sitting in front of you drinking a Coke?
Oh, what was her name? Melissa, I think. She was from San Francisco, and our birthday was the same day.
July the 5th?
The 8th. Your memory is awful. Melanie, she's called, not Melissa. She just wanted to sunbathe every day, I remember.
What about the girl in the flowery top who's laughing? She looks like a really friendly person. Those white shoes of hers are gorgeous.
She was also English. Jackie, her name was. She was sort of the team leader. She had been teaching there for about 2 years, so knew what she was doing. Well, better than me anyway.
Did you like teaching English? Were you teaching kids or adults?
It was fun, and we were teaching the kids out there. But I only wanted to do it for a few months.
Who's that good-looking guy on the right wearing the sandals?
I have no idea. He was only there for the last couple of days. He was a new arrival, so he was going to teach the following few months. I think he was Irish, but I don't know what his name was. My best friend there was Rob. He's sitting next to me wearing that gray shirt. I saw him in L.A. only a few weeks ago. He asked me to go and teach with him in China. Ha! No chance.
That girl he's with looks very friendly with him. Was that his girlfriend?
No, his wife. They've been married since they were both 17 or something. Maria Rita is her name. She's Spanish. They met when Rob was teaching in Barcelona.
You forgot one. The guy on the right at the back with the striped shirt.
He was on the hotel staff. I think he was just trying to chat to Sarah.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.